With bagpipes to mark the beginning and end of Tuesday's groundbreaking, Florida Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater officiated the ceremony in his capacity as the state's fire marshal.
The time for a memorial on our Capitol grounds to recognize 181 lives of firefighters lost in the line of duty dating back to 1885 is long overdue.
Andy called out the names of several fallen firefighters.
Rufus J. Harrison died in the line of duty 1990 from Wetumpka Fire Volunteer Fire Department. Thomas Satner died in the line of duty 2005, North Bay Fire District. J.J. Curry died in the line of duty 2007. Here, wife Kristen, son Owen, mother Darlene, Volusia County Fire Department.
In late 2007, when he was only 3 years old, Owen Curry lost his dad, a Volusia County firefighter, in a training exercise. Now a 10-year-old boy, he stood side by side with his mother in breaking the ground for a memorial that, upon its completion, will include the name of his father, John J.J. Curry. Owen's mother, Kristen, has been to the Capitol before, appealing to the legislature years ago to create a law to allow families of firefighters killed during exercises to get death benefits.
And that was definitely an experience that will stay with us forever. It's something good that came of a bad situation, and I just couldn't ask for more. And now we're getting ready to break ground on something that's just amazing and that we will carry for life. And we can come back here with our grandchildren and their grandchildren, and it's always going to be here, and it's always going to be honored.
And Ford Attorney General Pam Bondi, speaking first to Owen, echoed similar words.
Owen, you probably never really even knew your dad, but one day you're going to be bringing your kids here, and they'll be bringing their kids here to see this and what a hero your dad was. And I know it's difficult for all the families here today and to all of our great firefighters, but this is such a beautiful tribute to great men and women. And so it's a very positive thing. I know it's difficult, but it's going to be so positive.
Following the groundbreaking, Florida Division of State Fire Marshal Director Julius Hollis thanked the Florida Cabinet for its support on this project, which he says is a long time coming. Last year, the body approved a resolution authorizing the memorial.
And I just hit 40 years in the fire service, and we have been wanting to see this for 30 years. We've been talking about this, and Governor, Attorney General, Commissioner, and my boss, your support has made this a reality. There's literally thousands of firefighters that have been waiting on this.
The memorial is expected to be finished in April, featuring sculptures and knee-high walls in addition to the names of the fallen firefighters. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.